Your North Iowa news continues. Two North Iowa men are pleading not guilty in connection with an October burglary that resulted in a shooting. The Mason City Police Department says officers responded to an incident just before 4 a.m. back on October 27th at the 300 block of 29th Street Southwest. Investigators say 35-year-old Michael Orzoko of Mason City illegally entered a property with the intent to commit an assault on somebody inside, wound up with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the abdomen. Mason City Police Department say he drove himself to the hospital and a .22-caliber revolver was found at the scene, with the weapon believed to be owned by 30-year-old Cody Dakin, also of Mason City. Court records state Dakin is a convicted felon and was prohibited from possessing a firearm and was charged accordingly. Orzoko was charged with second-degree burglary. Both men have pleaded not guilty, with Dakin's trial set to begin on January 20th in Sergoda County District Court. Orzoko's trial is set to start the following day, January 27th of 2026. A northeastern Iowa man convicted last month of an assault charge and a northeastern Iowa woman convicted of an OWI in September both face new charges after they were accused of assaulting each other. The Fayette County Sheriff's Department says 43-year-old Jennifer Herman and 49-year-old Matthew Burnell were arrested following an investigation of a disturbance at a residence in Hawkeye. Herman is charged with domestic abuse assault, a serious misdemeanor, while Burnell faces a charge of domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony. According to the criminal complaints, both Herman and Burnell appeared to be intoxicated during an argument in which Burnell suffered a cut on his arm, leaving blood in the home and in the garage. Burnell allegedly kicked Herman in the ribs. Court records show Burnell was convicted of assault on November 22nd in Fayette County District Court, his third such conviction. Court documents show Herman was convicted of OWI in September. A Floyd County teen is a new junior member of the American Angus Association. Mark McCulley, CEO of the national organization headquartered in St. Joseph, Missouri, says Wyatt Nabnett Marble Rock is now eligible to register cattle in the American Angus Association, participate in programs conducted by the National Junior Angus Association, and take part in Associates-sponsored shows and other national and regional events as well. The American Angus Association is the largest beef breed association in the world, with more than 21,000 active adult and junior members. Visit njaa.info for more information about the National Junior Angus Association. The Iowa Finance Authority Board of Directors has announced over $12 million in grants to 26 local housing trust funds to strengthen local housing initiatives, including almost $2 million to North and Northeastern Iowa. The awards are made through the Local Housing Trust Fund program and are expected to benefit almost 2,500 families across the state. IFA Director Debbie Durham says these grants empower regions to direct funds where they're needed most to meet local housing needs. The success of the program is reflected in the thousands of Iowans who now have safe, affordable homes made possible through the strong partnerships with local housing trust funds across the state. Among the grants awarded, over $517,000 to the Nyacog Housing Trust Fund, serving Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Franklin, Hancock, Kossuth, Mitchell, Winnebago, and Worth counties. Over $485,000 goes to the Iowa Northland Regional Housing Council, which serves Bremer, Buchanan, Butler, Chickasaw, Grundy, and Blackhawk counties, excluding Waterloo and Cedar Falls. Almost $430,000 goes to the Northeast Iowa Regional Housing Trust Fund, serving Allamakee, Clayton, Fayette, Howard, and Winnesheek counties, with almost $215,000 and $270,000 to the Cedar Falls Housing Trust Fund and the Waterloo Housing Trust Fund, respectively. Grant funds support a range of initiatives aimed at developing or preserving housing for low-income households across a spectrum of housing needs, which includes the development and preservation of housing, assistance for persons experiencing homelessness, rental assistance, homeownership support, bolstering the capacity of local housing organizations, and other efforts that directly address local housing needs. And finally, today, the Chickasaw County Public Health is helping family facilitate proper disposal of unused and unwanted medications. Administrator Lisa Welter says the process can be done through the mail.
So you pick up an envelope from our office, and then you put all of your unwanted medications inside of the plastic envelope that we give you. And so this could be medications maybe that you're no longer taking, maybe they're expired, and then it is sealed up in the envelope. It's a discreet envelope, so when you put it in the mail, no one really can tell that that's what it is, and then you just drop it in the mailbox.
Then it's out of your hands.
That's mailed in, and they incinerate them, actually, and get rid of those medications. The envelopes, again, are never opened. You don't need to provide any personal information. People have used them to dispose of medications that they no longer need. And sometimes, too, if a loved one has passed away, this is a good program that they can take an envelope and put the medications in there and get rid of those medications.
Welter says proper disposal of those medications is far-reaching.
It helps to protect our environment, keep our water supply safe, keep our pets safe, our children safe, and really our community safe as a whole.
For more information, contact Chickasaw County Public Health in New Hampton at 641-394-4053. That was today's North Iowa News on your Tuesday, December 9th. For these stories and more, go to kchanews.com or 951thebull.com.